Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, October 5th, and this is Elon Jarvis, MEC Benefits Chairperson, reporting. United has a new CEO, Jeff Smyzik. The United Continental merger was legally completed this past Friday, and we now began an era of a new United Airlines. For many of us, this will be the first time we are directly involved in the merger of two airlines, and there is much yet to take place before things begin to significantly change in our daily routine. But first things first, out with the old and in with the new. Jeff Smyzik is the new CEO of United Airlines as of last Friday. Smyzik has a reputation in the industry for his work at turning Continental Airlines around over 15 years ago. Along with other management at Continental in the mid-1990s, he worked to bridge a rancorous gap between labor and management that was quite adversarial as a result of Continental's previous four mergers. So far, he's said a lot of the right things, just as his predecessors did when they first came to United. He's talked about bringing the two different airlines and cultures together harmoniously. Now we will see what action he's prepared to put behind those words. There is an opportunity right here, right now, to immediately generate the goodwill Glenn Tilton long ago kicked to the curb. Quoting MEC President Greg Davidovich, the Chicago Tribune writes, CEO Smyzik, quote, will have about 90 days to convince skeptics, close quotes. One thing everyone in the industry does agree upon is that if Smyzik can't get workers on board and behind the plan for a new United Airlines, the immediate thrill of the merger will quickly be overpowered by a renewed frustration compounded by the disappointment and the loss of a great opportunity. Creating harmony is vital if the new United is to be successful, between not only the individuals who work for each carrier, but also between labor and management. Mr. Smyzik has been labeled as an agent of change, which is something we are sorely in need of at United. We're ready to work with Jeff Smyzik to capitalize on the opportunities created by this merger, and we are far more eager to meet a leader who can back his words and break the mold of his predecessors in favor of collaboration, respect for workers, and a meaningful change for the new United. Changes to our 401k. Improvements to the choices and administration of our 401k plan are coming shortly, thanks in part to the advocacy of the AFA Benefits Committee. A mailing from United is being sent to your homes and should be arriving shortly with full details. Some of the changes include several new investment options recommended by the plan investment advisors to replace existing funds, enhancement and new investment options, increasing the amount you may invest in the Fidelity Brokerage Link account, as well as a reduction in the administrative costs paid by the plans. Part of the mailing from United will outline how current investments will automatically transition into the new investments after the close of the market on October 20, 2010. You're encouraged to carefully review this information to determine what choices are right for your individual financial and retirement needs. After receiving the mailing, if you have any questions about the change or your plan account, you should contact the Fidelity Service Center for United Airlines at 1-800-245-9034. Representatives from Fidelity are available from 8:30 a.m. to midnight Eastern Time. If you have questions specific to your account or wish to view the information online, you should access the Fidelity website through the link provided in the Useful Website section of our website. After logging into your Fidelity account, go to the Employer News section on the right side and select United Airlines 401k Plan Fund Change Brochure. PERSA Recurrent Training. As we begin the month of October, keep in mind that we are approaching the end of the PERSA Recurrent Training Program, or LDR, for 2010. If you need to attend this training and have not yet done so and have not been assigned, you should contact the flight attendant support team and make the effort to schedule yourself. If you are unable to schedule yourself, you should contact your supervisor with the details of your efforts to schedule the training and, if necessary, enlist their assistance in getting you into a class. United will be offering additional LDR training in November as a grace month for those who had October dates that may need to be rescheduled. This class should be available to anyone who has not yet been able to attend the training. You are encouraged to review the LDR information in the monthly bid package cover letter to ensure you are aware of the manner in which scheduling this training is accomplished. Negotiations, week 73. Last week was a busy week for industry negotiations. It was announced last Thursday that negotiations with Continental Management resulted in a new tentative agreement for Continental flight attendants. Reports indicate the agreement contains raises and job security, and details of their tentative agreement are currently being distributed to the Continental flight attendants. Continental flight attendants will now vote on ratification of that agreement. Congratulations are in order, as the resolution to their negotiations changes the industry landscape and raises the bar for the profession. The Association for Professional Flight Attendants, or APFA, reports that the National Mediation Board, or NMB, has scheduled a meeting with their negotiators on October 19th. APFA has been waiting for a response from the NMB on their request to be released from their negotiations that have been ongoing for 3 years. Since the last time the parties met the week of May 21st, the NMB has canceled the only meeting since that time on September 21, 23, and APFA is hopeful to make some progress on the status of their negotiations. The Airline Pilots Association, or ALPA, is raising concerns with regard to their ongoing negotiations with United Management. The groups have been meeting in Denver with management since August, in an effort to reach agreement on a new contract within 60 days with the goal of having that contract in place by the end of the year. Reports indicate that the talks probably will not yield a contract by the end of the year. ALPA states, quote, "We are well aware of the company's October goal of having a pilot joint collective bargaining agreement in place. That may be the company's target, but we will not settle for a substandard contract just to meet a timeline established by management." Captain Wendy Moore stated, quote, "The sooner the company understands those concerns, the sooner United Airlines will realize the advertised synergies from the United Continental merger," close quote. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remain informed as we stand strong together, whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.